In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, we remember how much the apostles were afraid to give witness of their faith. Right before the Passion, in the palace of the high priest, St. Peter got afraid. Afraid of what the people could say or do about him if they found out that he was a disciple of Jesus Christ. So, out of fear, St. Peter denied the Lord 3 times. All the other apostles as well, afraid for themselves, they ran away. Only one remained with the Lord, the young St. John. And after the death of Christ, what do we see? The apostles were locked inside the cenacle, propter metum judeorum, out of fear of the Jews. And even after the resurrection of Christ didn't remove that fear from their hearts. Yes, they believed, they had faith, yet they were afraid to witness this faith. Afraid of what people could think, afraid of what people could say, afraid of what people could do against them. So much fear for themselves, they still loved themselves more than God. But then something happened. Our Lord, before ascending into heaven, told his disciples to remain in Jerusalem and wait for the coming of the Holy Ghost. And after 9 days of prayer, on that Sunday morning, 50 days after Easter, the disciples heard the sound of a mighty wind. And there appeared upon each one of them tongues of fire, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the fire of the love of God, filled with zeal for their faith. And we see the effects of the coming of the Holy Ghost right away. St. Peter finally unlocks the doors of the cenacle and goes outside and preach the faith in Jesus Christ to the people without any fear. He proclaims that there is no other name by which we can be saved except in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the only way to heaven. I can imagine St. Peter's flesh trembling at that moment. But his heart, my brethren, was full of courage. Courage from God. So the power of the Holy Ghost was given to the disciples so they could be witnesses of our Lord Jesus Christ in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. They received the strength to be witnesses of the faith. In Greek, the word witness is martyr. Martyr. So the disciples of Christ received this strength from above to be witnesses, to be martyrs, to give their lives if needed for their faith. And we know how many indeed died for their faith, starting with St. Stephen, the apostles themselves, and then a multitude of others. My brethren, the truth is that if we are not willing to die for our faith, we still don't love God above all things. So we can see the transformation that the Holy Ghost caused in the hearts of the disciples of Christ. Those who were afraid received the strength to be witnesses, to be martyrs of the faith. And I think we needed to ask for that same transformation to happen in our own lives. We needed to ask the Holy Ghost to cause in our hearts the same miracle, the same changes He caused in the hearts of the first disciples, to remove fear in its place, to fill us with the strength from above. Because, my brethren, how many times we are afraid of what people can think, of what people can say or do, if we give witness to our faith. How many times we deny the Lord out of fear or human respect? How many times we compromise? Let us say, it is a Sunday, and a friend asks you to help him in this project, to get some work done, to mow the grass of the property, to paint the house, to make a deep cleaning in the garage on a Sunday. And instead of simply saying, "Sorry, I cannot help you with that today. I am a Catholic, and on Sundays and holidays, we should abstain from manual labor. I would be happy to help you with this project another time." But instead of simply stating the truth, how often we compromise. Someone says an inappropriate joke, and we laugh. People are using fallen language, and we just go along. We are watching something on TV with other people, and suddenly we realize that there are bad things on the screen. Do we say anything? Or we simply pretend that it is okay? Because what will people think of me if I say something? My brethren, we are compromising our faith. We are not being good witnesses. But now my question is, why do we do so much compromise with our faith? If we really thought it to be important, would we make all these exceptions? My brethren, we should stop being afraid of what people will think of us if we follow the commandments of the Lord. We have to stand our ground and be firm in the profession of our faith. Christ our Lord died to give us this faith. And so many martyrs died because of the profession of this same faith. So how can we dare to take this faith of ours so lightly? So today we ask the Holy Ghost to give us this strength to be unapologetically Christians, to be unapologetically Catholics. And if the world doesn't like it, who cares? As the Apostle St. Paul said, if I was trying to please the world, I would not be a disciple of Jesus Christ. We must stop apologizing to the world for being Christians. But if we have to apologize for anything, we should apologize for having apologized for all the times that we were afraid to witness our faith. So we should have no more fear, no more shame in what is our glory, our name of Christians, our name of Catholics. My brethren, let us stand our ground, because our faith is not for cowards. The Lord said, the one who shall give witness of me before the world, I will give witness of him before my Father in heaven. But the one who shall be ashamed of me before the world, I will also be ashamed of him before my Father in heaven. So today, we ask the Holy Ghost to bring fire, the fire of the love of God in our hearts, to give us the strength we need to be witnesses of our faith in our home, in our workplace, everywhere we go, without any fear, without apologies, but to be true witnesses of our faith. Red is the color of love, but it's also the color of blood. We should be willing to live and to die for our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.